Isaiah said today, I rejoice heartily in the Lord, for my God is the joy of my soul. Our Lady in our responsorial psalm had said, my soul rejoices in my God. And St. Paul, brothers and sisters, rejoice always. This third Sunday in Advent, Gaudete, it's a word, rejoice. One image for Advent is to think about, many of you have had, to be a mom and dad. Think about Advent, getting ready to have a child, a baby. You know, getting the nursery ready to have the baby showers, the gifts that are coming in, just getting prepped. And then there's a moment where you know the baby's on the way. The baby is on the way and it's ready to come into the world. I mean, that's what I think about with this weekend for us. We know that Jesus is coming. And what do we experience for you parents when the baby's coming? Yeah, joyfulness, to be rejoiced. Also some challenging parts, I'm sure. But you know that baby's coming into your house, into your life. Your whole life is totally different. And that's where we go in Advent, the same thing, to know that Jesus is coming. And I hope this year, just like last year, but in a different way, that that is going to change your life. John the Baptist is a moment of rejoicing. He's one of the most important moments in history. He's the bridge between, again, the Old Testament and Jesus. It was interesting to see how many people were asking him, who are you? I mean, that means that everybody knew he was doing something pretty important that they had to ask about, to travel to see him in the desert. He was baptizing people. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. It's a good thing for us to think and pray and remind ourselves that we're not the lights. None of you are the lights. Jesus Christ is the light. Another good image is to think about how the moon, it can light at night, but it couldn't light if there wasn't a sun. So we can be lights when the sun is there. So if we're not following Jesus, we're not being a light. And then that conversation with the people asking, well, who are you? Some thought he might be the Christ. His answer, I am not the Christ. I think it's a good answer for all of us, that we should. Are you the Elijah? Are you Elijah? Great answer for him again, no. The prophet, no. Who are you? I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. John the Baptist is ready for the Son and the King to come. And in some ways, we should do the same. By saying, hey, I'm somebody to prepare him. Whether it's your family, your loved ones, coworkers, the people you know, especially this week. I mean, I hope we can just pack this church, especially for Christmas. But even during the rest of the year, that's who we need to do like John the Baptist. I'm not the prophet. I'm not Elijah. I'm not Jesus. But I do know who he is. And he's right there. So Gaudete, follow John the Baptist, what he does, who to point to, and that by itself is a reason to rejoice.